Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
When God spoke through the angel Gabriel, setting the stage for the birth of Jesus Christ, there are two fascinating stories. One involves Zechariah, and the other story involves the Virgin Mary. Though in some respects these two stories are very similar, yet they're very different. Even though Zechariah was a righteous priest, who along with his godly wife had prayed for a son, when he was told his prayer had been answered, Zechariah failed to believe God, and consequently, he could not speak until John the Baptist was born. On the other hand, when Gabriel appeared to a young, unmarried peasant girl named Mary and revealed to her that she was going to give birth to the Son of God, she simply raised a legitimate question. How can this be, since I have not been intimate with a man? But Mary did not doubt, like Zechariah. Consider the contrast. Zechariah was married. Mary was single. Zechariah was a righteous, God-fearing priest. Mary had no religious position. Zechariah had prayed for a son. Mary had not. In other words, Mary, the one who had every reason to doubt God's word, believed. However, Zechariah, the one who should have believed, well, he doubted. So here's the principle to live by. Even though we may be living godly lives, we must be on guard against the sin of unbelief. I don't know about you, but this principle speaks to me personally. Sometimes it's easy, isn't it, to doubt God when we should really believe.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos. As Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.